This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 12, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. John Boehner has made a fairly specific requirement for a yes vote on the raising of the federal debt ceiling, that spending cuts be larger than the increase in the debt ceiling. Chris Edwards, editor of DownsizingGovernment.org and director of tax policy studies at the Cato Institute, says it's a step in the right direction.
A hugely important vote is coming up in Congress, and that is legislation to increase the legal debt limit for federal government borrowing. The Democrats and the White House want just a clean debt increase bill. Republicans want to use the debt increase bill as leverage to pass some spending cuts and budget reforms. This will be a really important vote because the Republicans have leverage to make sure the Democrats put in place some serious spending cuts. House Speaker John Boehner came out the other day and gave some more specifics about what he wants to see tied to this debt limit vote. In particular, he is saying that he wants spending cuts at least as large as the increase in the debt limit. So if the legal debt limit is increased by $1 trillion, he wants spending cuts of at least $1 trillion measured over a period of time, like 5 or 10 years. So this is a good promise to tie a specific value of spending cuts to the debt limit increase. But there are real spending cuts and there are phony spending cuts. There are really only two types of real spending cut. One, you can change the law for entitlements to reduce the legislated amounts of benefits. So, for example, you could change the law to raise the Social Security retirement age. You could change the law to increase deductibles for Medicare. If you put those changes into law, they would be tough to reverse because you need 60 votes in the Senate to change laws down the road. So those sorts of entitlement cuts would be real spending cuts. The other type of cut that would be real spending cuts on the discretionary side of the budget would be complete program terminations. What is not a real spending cut would be just trimming discretionary programs. So, for example, Speaker Boehner could promise that he wants to trim K-12 education grants to the states by a few billion dollars a year and add up the savings over 10 years. That would not be a real spending cut because Congress decides on discretionary spending only a year at a time. So next year, Republicans and Democrats could come back and reverse those spending cuts. So the only way to have a real discretionary spending cut is you have to completely terminate a program and remove the authorization for that spending. You have to change the law to terminate the program completely and eliminate the federal government's ability to spend on that item. That way, you would need at least 60 votes in the Senate down the road to reinstate the program.
I spoke with Bob Corker recently about specific spending cuts, specific programs or departments that ought to be eliminated. And like you point out, politicians are often loath to talk about programs to get rid of. Republicans sort of get around this by saying, look, if you're not talking about entitlements, you're not talking about real reform, which I think is reasonable. But it also, I think, allows them the luxury to not talk about those program eliminations.
Yeah, just about every spending cut or budget reform plan out there, except for Cato's plans, do not mention specific program changes. House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan, it is true, has proposed specific reforms for Medicare and Medicaid, but outside of those two programs, Paul Ryan's budget plan doesn't really mention any programs he wants to cut. Our good friends at the Heritage Foundation have a new budget reform plan that they put out yesterday. They have some specific changes in there, but they don't really have a lot of really detailed spending cuts either. At our website, downsizinggovernment.org, we propose a whole slew of particular program terminations. We want to eliminate public housing subsidies. We want to eliminate Amtrak subsidies. Those are the types of real cuts that we need to start talking about in Washington.
Chris Edwards is director of tax policy studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more on taxes, spending, and federal budgets at downsizinggovernment.org and cato.org.